That's Andrew Siciliano and Nathan Zagura yesterday on the Browns Radio Network, right here on The Fan. The booing actually was even worse than that earlier in the football game.
And the boos rain down as the Browns go to the break, 20-3 on the short end of the score here, week one, with the Dallas Cowboys.
That run booing was before that.
Excuse me, sorry, yes.
But it doesn't matter what time it was, Ken. They were booing in the second quarter. They were booing in the first quarter. They were booing in the fourth quarter.
See, I didn't hear the booing.
They were booing in the third quarter.
I wrote down 4:53 is when I heard the boos.
Yes, that was the first time that it really...
Oh, God, was it bad.
But it depended. Were you watching TV or were you listening to the radio? I tried to sync and do both. There were points, though, where I had to take one off, you know, mute one and just listen to the other. It was coming through on both, though.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
And Andrew did a great job of pointing out, hey, they are booing their asses off right
Such
now.
Such a visceral, angry boo. You had to do it. You had to let your opinion known somehow. It's not going to do you any good, but you had to do it.
Well, and that is why, obviously, you were telling me last week that the fans were not going to buy a rust argument. They weren't going to buy a first game after having significant surgery. And the reality was that I think even Deshaun Watson did not know what that was going to look like until he was out there. You can talk up a big game, and everybody in his orbit talked up a big game about how he had no limitations. Guys, clearly there were limitations. And I don't mean like that he can't throw the ball down the field or anything like that. If anything, he was throwing the ball way over guys' heads and way out of bounds. But he was off target. You know, since he's come to Cleveland, the accuracy has just been gone. And I don't think that's mechanics. Although I'm sure some quarterback gurus would say that there's probably something going on there. That to me seems to be mental. Because if you are late on processing, if you are feeling and sensing ghosts around every turn, if... You're not, unless you get to mechanics, if your plant is wrong, if the timing's wrong, you know, that's going to cause your throws to be off kilter. This was one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL when he was in Houston. He is now one of the least accurate.
Well, if you're lacking confidence, I don't know how much the other things are going to help you. You can sit there and work on your platform all you want, but I don't know how much the other things are going to help you. If you don't have trust that you can get the ball there, then I don't think we're going to do any good here. And I don't think he has trust. I don't think he has trust in himself.
No.
His offensive line. I mean, it was a terrible game altogether. It was a total team effort to go out there and lay such an egg and embarrass themselves in front of God, country, and city. It was terrible. But again, I cannot stress enough. It's not even like I'm not even sitting there. I'm not calling him a bad guy. I'm not mad at him for this performance. I'm nervous. Like, there's plenty of people lining up to say things on his behalf. Okay, but I'm pointing out that we're in year three. There's just no more time for any of this yet. I got a bunch of other people on the other side. I got one tweet here. Twitter Reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. This guy says, another person says he has until the end of the month. Once you do that move, I want everybody to understand this. Once that move is made, I don't think there's any going back through that door.
It's over.
Like, that's it.
100%.
There's no trade value anymore. There's no trade value now, so I know you can laugh at that. There's no trade value. There's no saving it here in Cleveland. There's no saving it with Kevin. That's over. Like, once you make that move, now we're talking about an historic cut. Like, Russell Wilson was an historic cut last year. That would now be on the table at the end of the season. That's why, like, I don't want to seriously discuss those things yet because it has been one game. And I know that sounds like a giant excuse. That's as close to an excuse as I'll get. That I don't want to have a discussion about benching the quarterback yet. Now, if we continue this next week, obviously there's going to be even bigger discussions. And the week after, the drumbeat's going to be very loud. But once you get to that level, there's no going back through it. And then you have to understand that you are going to separate yourself from this quarterback. And we're going to take a bath on that contract. So I don't want to get to that yet because it has only been one game. But the one game was terrible, terrible. It was terribly played by the offensive line. Everybody's fears about Andy Dickerson, I'm afraid, are becoming true. They didn't practice enough together. Everybody's fears about the defense and whether or not the Emperor's not wearing clothes anymore, I think that's on the table now. I know they're not afraid to play man coverage. That's something that Tom Brady could at least say yesterday. They're not afraid to play man. However, I think that they got caught with their pants down several times yesterday. Even the special teams was garbage. You give up a punt return touchdown after you did one in the last preseason game, for crying out loud. Like, get some of your bearings together and get some of your stuff ready. The whole game sucked out loud
team. They had an illegal formation on a kickoff return. So they had 10 penalties on offense. It looked like they had never practiced together before, which is from what we were hearing from people watching, they didn't really take practice all that seriously. They didn't have the bodies, and they were just getting through. They were just getting through. They didn't play together, obviously, in actual preseason games.
Yep.
So I don't know why anybody would be that surprised that going up against Micah Parsons and Lawrence that they would have some issues yesterday offensively. It doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean that you should be happy or that this is this like you couldn't overcome any of it, but it just is a window into why that happened.
Let's go to the phones. 216-474-0092. Nick in Menor, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Nick.
That's not what the problem is. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing okay. Go ahead, Nick.
You needed tackles last year. You needed tackles and a guard on the offense last year to keep the team going the way it was. You got coaches. You replaced a whole bunch of other people. Never got the tackles and guards. You're still stuck in the Hugh Jackson area because you brought his offensive coordinator back, who sucked when he was with
Hugh
Jackson.
Hold on, hold on. Stay with me. Stay with me. I'm not running you. The tackles, that's a conversation to have. I mean, you got DeJuan Jones there, but that's a conversation. The guards, you want to replace Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller already? They did get Zach Zinter.
You don't have depth.
Oh, that's okay. That's what you mean by that? Then, yes, that's absolutely
true.
Yeah,
you don't have any depth.
Okay, go ahead.
Any position in that whole thing, you have no depth.
That's fair. Go ahead.
You got rid of Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt came in to save the day after the other guy gets hurt.
Well, that I can't agree.
You have no running back right now.
Is Kareem Hunt even on
the injured reserve?
Is Kareem Hunt's not even on a roster right now?
Right.
I don't think you spend any time. So we see it, but no other team in the NFL sees it, Nick?
That he did good last year?
He averaged 3 yards a carry.
He was
great in goal line situations and 1 yard situations.
He was this generation's Leroy Horde.
He got touchdowns when nobody else got any touchdowns in certain games.
Okay.
No. He did last year.
Okay, but again,
10 yards into the touchdown?
He is not a starting caliber bell cow running back.
He was not even
better than not having anybody.
Okay, Nick, thank you for the call. Like he's not even on a roster.
He
wasn't even invited to a camp.
He averaged 3 yards a carry last year. Chubb, his career has averaged over 5.
I don't begrudge him what he did last year. Kareem Hunt did a fine job last
year.
That was last year.
He's a short yardage back at this stage. That's what
he is. Yes, he is. He is our Leroy Horde. Or he was. 216-474-0092.
He could catch the ball out of the backfield, but that is something that they're going to have to look at.
He was a fine player. He was a fine player. Kareem Hunt's going to fix all this? All this? All these problems Kareem Hunt's going to fix? No. And I'm not even saying Nick was trying to say that, but the Kareem Hunt argument to me, guys, is dead. To us, to the show, is it a show stance that argument is dead?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure of it. I want to make sure. I don't want to cut anybody off on that.
Even if he was on the roster yesterday, the way the score was going, he would not have been in the game to do anything because what he does is, like Lyman said, he had 400 yards last year rushing. He had 9 touchdowns, which was his best year touchdowns-wise, but 400 yards rushing in 15 games.
On the depth situation, I agreed with what Nick said about that. I mean, you went out and you got Zach Zinter.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can develop into something nice. You had to go out and get Nick Harris because of the injury that you had to Luke Whipler. That part sucked for you. I don't know what Javion Cohen is going to be able to give you. I think it's obviously way too soon. You have a little bit of depth, you would assume, except you got guys who are injured because I don't know when Jed Wills is going to be able to play, and I don't know when Jack Conklin's going to be able to play. And James Hudson is a really nice guy. Eddie in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Eddie. I got
you. How you guys doing?
Go ahead.
Hey, listen, man. I called here about 2 years ago. I got through. I told you guys, and I had said some stuff that I was hoping to get a good reaction from the team, and they made the decision to get rid of the defensive coordinator, got a tough defensive coordinator. The whole problem that I see is that we just lack the toughness. Our team is a reflection of our head coach, and I just think we just lack the toughness. I think our head coach right now is a good guy. I think he can put out a good game plan. I think he just lacks. You know, we all lack certain things in certain areas. I just think he lacks the toughness. He gave his team a big break this year on during the preseason. And it's showing now with the first opening game. So now we got to deal with regular season games as if they were preseason games to get this team back together.
Well, their leadership, Eddie, and like I want to like start to mince words with the whole, and Eddie, thank you for the call. I want to mince words a little bit and do the whole toughness thing, but he is a calm demeanor coach. He's a manager of people. He is not fiery. He's not Marty Schottenheimer. So Eddie is right about that. But where he's also right about is that you need leadership on the team. You need leadership from the players. And if they don't trust some of the places that the leadership's coming from, like quarterback, and the quarterback doesn't trust the people he has to lead, which they didn't trust each other yesterday, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to get anywhere at all. Like, there has to be a leadership, and you can try to be a leader. The people have to trust you. You have to trust the people you're leading. And so if no one trusts each other on that offense, then that half of the football isn't going to do anything. The defensive side of the football trusts each other. They just sucked up the room yesterday. And then as time went on, you couldn't get them off the field. So then they were really going to suck up the room because they were gassed. Because we weren't able to convert fourth downs in our own territory.